Hello, students. My name is Instructor Greg Calhoun. I will be teaching this semester the Spirit of Honor by Bishop Tudor Bismar. This is a how your book is looking. I just want to say, I know your books are en route, but if you want to get a digital copy or a copy online, you can go to Amazon and you can get the book for little or nothing on Amazon and look at it either on your phone or Kindle or iPad. But what I'm going to do before we get started, we're going to pray, and I'm going to just go through some preliminaries about the class, and then we're going to get right into the class and the subject matter. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that this is the day that you have made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, for Ever Increasing Word Training Center, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for Apostle Leroy Thompson. I thank you for the anointing that's on his life, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that this semester, Lord God, though it's going to be completely virtual, Lord God, we know that there is no time nor distance in the Spirit. So, Lord God, that same anointing that would be in the classroom is going to be in their office, in their den, in their kitchen, wherever their classroom is, Lord God. I thank you. You're going to meet them there, Lord God. Each and every student is going to get what they need this semester so that, Lord God, that they can continue to go forth and fulfill the mission and the ministry that God has called them to. And we just thank you right now, Lord God, and we just ask the Holy Spirit, Lord God, to breathe on these classes, Lord God. And as you, I always say, if the Holy Ghost don't show up, I'll fall flat on my face. I'm totally dependent and leaning upon him. So I just thank you right now, Lord God, that you're going to be with us, Lord God, and we're excited about this semester. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As I stated, my name is Instructor Gregory Calhoun. I'll be teaching the Spirit of Honor class. And one of the first things I want to say about my teaching method or how I present material, I'm a repeater. I'll say the same thing maybe 3-4 times. And I kind of got that from my dad. He was a drill sergeant, and he would drill information that he wanted us as kids to know. And we would hear him lecture about the same thing over and over again. So I kind of got that honestly. But if I state something more than once, it's because it's very important and it's going to be something that I want you to know. Also, too, all of your exams, every fourth class, after about every third or fourth class, we're going to be having an exam. Your exams are going to come directly from your weekly quizzes. After each class, I'll have three to five question quiz on subject matter that we have talked about in the class. And your exams are going to come from those quizzes. So I always encourage students to make absolutely sure that they hang on to their quiz questions and make sure that they were answered correctly, because you'll see those questions again on the exams, okay? I'm trying to make sure I cover everything that I wanted to get before we get into the lesson. That should do it. We're going to start from the very beginning of the book, and what I'm going to do is kind of go into the introduction. And what the introduction says, it says, welcome to our class on the Spirit of Honor. In this class session, we will focus on learning how to develop and how to properly sow seeds of honor. And later on in other classes, I'm going to give you a definition of what honor is. But what we're endeavoring to do is we want to help to elevate, for you to receive an elevated revelation of what the Spirit of Honor is, and also the benefits of sowing seeds of honor and how they can impact your life and also your ministry. Honor is much more than just lip service or going through the motions of honor. You must put your money where your mouth is, and your heart and your motives must be right also. You can go through the motions of honor, but if it's not in your heart, you're not going to reap the benefits of honor. So we're going to learn how to get the revelation of what honor is so that we can apply it to our everyday lives, and how honor, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but basically honor is the air that you breed in the apostolic government of God. But I will talk about it, and I'll repeat that again. In this class of honor, we will examine the scriptures from a different perspective. More than just an in-depth study, this is an opportunity to both examine your heart and your role in the corporate body of Christ. My prayer is for you that through the material learned in this class, you will actively participate in changing the culture in the body of Christ from one of dishonor to one of honor. In the apostolic government of God, honor is a cornerstone. Honoring your man and your woman of God, honoring apostolic authority, divine order, all of these things will be covered. We'll look at aspects of honor in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, examples. One of the things I like to do is give a lot of examples. So you'll notice throughout my class session that I'll give you a lot of examples. As we allow the Holy Spirit to help us with these concepts and make the necessary changes where He or the Holy Spirit instructs us, then you will be inspired. You will inspire a new model in your church, in your ministry, because basically all it takes is a few people who know how to operate in honor, who show honor, and then it gets contagious. What I mean by that is other people will look at it and see how important it is and recognize there are benefits of walking in the spirit of honor. Amen. All right, let's move on. A first key point that you're going to want to take note of: information plus revelation equals impartation. I'm going to say that again. Information plus revelation equals impartation. Impartation produces manifestation. What you're going to want to take from this class is the impartation, and that impartation plus the revelation, that the information plus the impartation will produce, you know, a revelation so that you can better understand and have a stronger in-depth concept of what dishonor is, but at the same time, how to walk in honor. So again, information plus revelation equals impartation. And you want this impartation so that when you're sitting in the apostles' class, you know how to properly honor the man of God, so that you're going to be able to receive the revelation, the insight, the wisdom that the Holy Spirit is going to use him and import out of him, so that you're going to be able to receive better. Says, we need the revelation and impartation that's available to us in the apostles' class. By sowing seeds of honor, it will help us better to receive it. In this apostolic culture, there will be honor. So honor is a very, very important aspect of this culture. And I stated earlier that honor is the atmosphere we breed. In order to survive, to thrive, and to make forward progress in ministry in this apostolic government of God, let me give you an illustration of what I mean by the air that you breathe. When we breathe oxygen, you take it for granted because it's plentiful. But if you were ever in an oxygen deficient environment, you would be grasping and for every breath, because you knew each breath is life-giving. Well, in order to really move forward in ministry and in life, we have to operate in honor, and that's in every aspect of our being, of our livelihood. Honoring your parents, honoring if you work, your boss, you know, the people that you work around know how to show honor. Honoring the civil and elected officials in our government, you know, showing them honor because of their offices. And more so than anything, honoring God's apostolic government, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, knowing how to show honor, because when you show honor and sow seeds of honor, you're going to reap a harvest of honor. And we're going to talk about the law of sowing and reaping, and how that law is an integral of a part of honor. Amen. Honor will enable us to triumph, to prevail and win in this apostolic government of God. What oxygen is to us on in the earth realm, essential for our survival, honor is to us in the apostolic government of God. Honor is essential for surviving in the apostolic government of God. Without sowing honor, you cannot function properly in the apostolic government of God. So, and the reason for that is, if you're a part of a local church, or if you're a part of LTMA, you know, or you just taking a class to learn more about God, the Bible talks about giving honor to whom honor is due. And when you begin to show honor to those people who are deserving of honor, the anointing, the blessing that's on their life, the all of their life experiences and things that they have learned, when they speak, because you showed honor, that importation can be passed on from them to you, because your receiver now is up to receive it because of the honor that you showed. And so what's on them now comes on you, and you're able to operate at a higher level in ministry and in life, or whatever you're endeavoring to do. Because without sowing honor towards the apostolic source, and I'll talk more about what an apostolic source is in later classes, we will walk more. We will talk more about that later. But without showing honor to your apostolic source, what's on them will not come upon you. That anointing that's on their life, you won't get that. My job as an instructor is to instruct you by providing accurate biblical information concerning the spirit of honor, which will facilitate you to receive the impartation from the apostles' class. All of the classes, you know, the spirit of honor, the culture of honor, the alliance of honorable men, all of these classes really point to Apostle Thompson's class, you know. And what I mean by that is, we're giving you information on how, you know, how apostolic government, how this divine order, it works. So when now he comes to the podium and begins to minister, you're able to better to receive, you know. So we're just complimenting what he's going to be doing, you know. Amen. This is what Ever-Increasing Word Training Center is all about. Receiving information that will add to revelation with equal impartation in your life. All these classes are designed to help you receive the needed impartation that you're going to need. Amen. I want you to examine your hearts as we embark on this investigative study of the spirit of honor. Search your own hearts to see where there may be areas in your life where you have sown dishonor. And learn what dishonor is, so that now you can begin to reverse the negative consequences that dishonor brings. This is an important statement. Honor releases the blessings of God upon your life. Dishonor will release, or I should say, allow the curse to come. There's a scripture in Proverbs chapter 22 and 6. Another thing I want to point out, I'll quote scriptures, but I may not wait for you to find them in your Bible because of the sake of time. So when I quote a scripture, just write it down, go back, look at the tape, or go back and look at the scriptures later. But Proverbs 26 and 2 says, as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. In other words, there's always a reason why the curse comes upon a person's life. It doesn't happen by accident. You know, it's something that you didn't do or did do that allows now God's blessing to be restrained, and for the enemy now to come in and bring calamity or chaos in your life. So we want to begin to sow seeds of honor that will allow the blessings of God to come on your life to abide. All right. In Galatians chapter 6, verses 6 through 10, we probably won't read all the way down, but it says, let him that is taught in the word communicate. That word communicate means to reciprocate by sowing into their lives, unto him that teacheth in all good things. This is sowing honor. Verse 7 says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also shall reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And that's so very important. One of the things I want to point out, and I'll say this more than once, this is one of my repeaters. When you put your mouth on a man of God and speak badly about them, you have just sown into the flesh, or you have just sown a tremendous seed of dishonor. You will reap the seed that you have sown. That's a spiritual law. One of the things I'm going to be talking about also is spiritual law. The law of sowing and reaping is a spiritual law. When you plant a seed, based on what type of seed you plant will determine the type of harvest. So when you plant honor seed, you're going to receive honor in return. Amen. All right, let me move on. Verse 9. This is Galatians 6 and verse 9. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Give in, give up, cave in, or quit. So you want to be consistent at your sowing. Consistent at sowing on. It's not a one or two time thing. It's a continual process. Going on, verse 10. As we have therefore opportunity, now this is very important, let us do good unto all men, especially unto those that are of the household of faith. This is known as a do-good seed. You know, it says, therefore, when you have opportunity to sow into your pastor, you know, your apostle, your prophet's life, you know, that's giving you opportunity to sow a do-good seed, or a seed that's going to produce a harvest in your life. Verse 7, and there's always a reason why negative consequences and occurrences happen, keep happening in a person's life. Could it be that honor was not properly sold? And if that's the case, what we want to do is reverse that. When you put your mouth on a man or a woman of God by speaking wrongfully or negatively towards them, you have just sown a tremendous seed of dishonor. As I stated earlier, and this is a key point you want to write down and put it down, tuck it into your spirit, I should say. Never put your mouth on a man or woman of God by speaking negatively toward them. One of the things I remember years ago, Kenneth Hagin said, he said, if I can't say nothing good about a person, I won't say anything. I'm not going to belittle them. I'm not going to put my mouth on them and speak negatively, because you're going to reap what you sow. You know, so you can plant seeds by the words. Words are containers. They carry. The Bible says that, you know, the tongue, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So when you begin to speak negatively or speak, you know, unhealthy, ungodly words, you're sowing seeds of discord. And by sowing those seeds of discord, you're going to reap discord also in your life. This class on the subject of the spirit of honor will address these issues and show us how to properly sow seeds of honor. Honor needs to be displayed in your life, in every level of your life and the circle that you live in. We need to show honor to our parents, to our children, sowing honor to what, like I said, civic and governmental authorities, teachers, mayors, judges, your boss, you know, honor those. The Bible talks about, and we're going to be looking at it. I'm not going to get to that scripture, but in Romans chapter 13, it talks about honoring those who are in authority, you know, and as a respect, you know, those who are in authority, because it's a spiritual law that if you dishonor the authorities, that judgment will come upon you for your dishonor. Also, too, sowing honor towards the elderly, especially something that you want to do, because of their life, and the author talks about this, their life experiences, things that they've experienced in their life. When you sow honor towards them, the victories they had in their lives, the struggles they might have had in their lives, as they speak into your life, what happens is now it's going to cause you to triumph in areas where they probably didn't triumph or had to struggle, because their struggles become your triumphs, because you've learned and applied the wisdom and the insight that they've put into something, and they sharing it with you. So that's why it's very important to honor the elderly. Matter of fact, when an elderly person comes in the door, you know, it's just, you show honor when you stand up. And you're honoring their years, their life, their survival skills, the author talks about. You know, you're just honoring them because of the wisdom, because, you know, God has graced them with 70, 80, 90 years of life. You know, in order for them to live those years, they have to have learned some things. And so it's important for us to honor that. Members in the body of Christ are not all equal. Well, before I said that, you know, let me go back to another statement. There are different levels, ranks, and positions of authority in the body of Christ. And there are different levels of anointings. We are not all equal. You need to learn how to tell the difference between those who are in authority so that you can properly sow seeds of honor. And that's so very important. Members of the body of Christ are not all equal in rank. Ask Miriam. You know, if you go back in the book, I think it's probably Leviticus, or it might even be Genesis, where it talks about Miriam and Moses. And it says how Miriam, Moses' sister, thought that she, because she was his sister. Now, Moses was God's apostolic voice during that time. And God spoke directly to Moses. And Miriam thought, because she was his sister, that she had a right to speak into his life confront him concerning the situation of him marrying an Ethiopian woman. But God called her to the carpet and said, Moses, you know, I'll speak with him mouth to mouth. You know, he's not just a normal person. I have assigned Moses to a task of leading the children of Israel out of Egypt. You know, if Moses gets off track, I'm going to deal with him, Marion, not you. You know, but we'll talk about that and actually go into the scriptures and really get an in-depth. Today, I'm really just giving you more of an overview of some of the things we're going to be covering. Apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists, all the fivefold ministry gifts, they are all part of God's apostolic government and deserve honor because of their office. I encourage you to take the time to search your heart and to thoroughly answer personal questions that's in the book. Once you get your book, and that's going to enhance in your study and in your process of knowing how to properly sow honor. It is one thing to learn the material in the book, but it's another thing to take that material and digest it and get it into your soul. And it becomes a part of your life. One of the things I learned when I was in the school of ministry, some 26, 20, however long ago it was, but I was in the charter class for the school of ministry here at Word of Life Christian Center. Yes, it's important to make a hundreds on your tests. But one of the things the Lord showed me, he said, be more concerned about absorbing the materials. So you miss a question. So you didn't do well on a test. Go back and make sure that you understand that material and why you missed that question and understand it. Because in a time where the enemy may be coming against you in an area, you can't hold that test paper up and say, I made an A on the spirit of honor test. If it's not in your heart, you know, he's going to have a field day, because just making an A is not going to cause you to walk in victory in your life. But when you begin to walk in the truths that's being learned, that's when you're going to see victory take place in your life. Let me move on. Another key point I want to point out is sowing seeds of honor is an established kingdom principle based on the spiritual laws of sowing and reaping, based on Genesis 8 and 22. I'm going to say that again. Sowing seeds of honor is an established kingdom principle based on the spiritual law of sowing and reaping, which is based on Genesis 18, 22. And Genesis 18, 22 says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. In other words, as long as we're living on the earth and the earth is still rotating on its axis and the seasons are still changing, the spiritual law of sowing and reaping will continue to be in operation. You know, so with that said, sowing honor seeds will produce a harvest of honor. Say it again. Sowing honor seeds will produce a harvest of honor. You never want to go before a man of God empty handed or with some kind of seed to go before him with. That's honor. It's always been customary when you are around dignitaries, whether it's kings or prime ministers or just people of high, you know, political statues, that when you go before them, you have a gift to honor them or to offer them. You know, that's just customary. You know, that's protocol, I should say. And it's so very important that, you know, when you're around your pastor or when you're around Apostle Thompson, you know, that's an opportunity for you to sow a do-good seed or to sow a seed of honor into his life that's going to produce a harvest in your life. I can speak from experience that I've been a member and part of Word of Life Christian Center for over 30 years now, and over the years of sowing seeds of honor and just doing whatever my hand finds to do, God has blessed me, has blessed my family, blessed my kids, you know, and it's all because of knowing how to properly sow honor. You know, it was something I had to learn over the years. But once you get it down and once you begin to see the benefits and the blessings that God has for you, it becomes a way of life, a way of life for you. Amen. Let's move on. State this again. You never want to go before a man of God empty handed or without some kind of honor that you set before him. That's very important. And let's look at an example of that, Samuel. This is in 1 Samuel chapter 9, verses 6 through 8. And this is Saul was looking for a seed to sow into Samuel's life. Saul's father sent him on a mission to find some donkeys or some asses that were lost. And Samuel and his servants set out to find those animals that had gotten lost. And it says here in verse 6, it says, and he said unto him, behold, now there is in this city a man of God, and he is an honorable man. All that he says come to pass, or surely comes to pass. Now let us go hither, peradventure, he can show us the way that we should go. Now, I want to point out some truths in this scripture. This is 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 6. The first thing he says, you know, he says, behold, now there is in this city, number one, a man of God. These are some criteria for good Saul. First of all, he was a man of God. Secondly, he says he was an honorable man. This is talking about Samuel, and Samuel was a prophet. OK. And then the third thing he says, that all that he says surely comes to pass. So when you find a man of God who is honorable and the things they say come to pass, that's a formula for good Saul that you need to sow into. But what happened was Samuel knew he was supposed to sow, but Samuel didn't have anything. But luckily he had a servant who knew how to keep a gift tucked away for those special occasions. And in verse 7, it says, then said Saul to his servants, but behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man or the man of God? The bread is spent in our vessel, and there is not a present to bring to the man of God. what have we? So this is Saul trying to figure out, you know, I want to do the right thing, but I don't think we have anything. And his servant says, and the servant answered Saul, saying, said, behold, I have here in my hand a fourth part of shekel of silver that I will give to the man of God to tell us our way. So when they went, they presented the silver to the man of God, and the man of God gave them instructions. And I want to point out to you, you know, this type of sowing includes sowing to the apostle on the Monday night sessions when you're watching him online. Even though a lot of you who are local won't be able to be in the classes, you can still sow online, you know, just like you were here on our Tuesday night services and our Sunday morning services. You know, I still sow my altar seed. I sow it online because I know the importance of sowing seeds of honor and what that honor will produce. So I want to encourage you, because when you sow those type of seeds, you receive more than somebody who doesn't, because what you're doing, you're opening the avenue now for what's on them to come down upon you. Let me move on, because my time is well spent. Another way that you can sow honor is when you apply the spiritual truths and the principles that your man of God teaches, and you begin to get results in your life. You know, it's a blessing when your pastor, your prophet, or your apostle is sharing and importating in your life. It's one thing to hear it and don't see the manifestations in your life, but when you begin to exercise and get the results of what he's saying, you honor him by seeing fruit manifest, fruit that is abounding to your account. You know, not that he desires a gift, but that you desire is important for you to sow so that you can have fruit to abound towards your account. And that's so very important. Amen. All right, let me move on. The apostolic gift, apostles and prophets, are sent by God, are special messengers for you to help show us the way to go in ministry and in life. And that's why it's so important to sow up into their lives. When the apostle comes to the pulpit, we show him honor by sowing into his life so that what's on him can come down on us. You know, matter of fact, there's a verse of scripture. I'm skipping to it now. Hebrews 7:7. It says, for without all contradiction, the less is blessed for the better. That's the King James Version. The Hebrew 7:7 Amplified Version says, yet it is beyond all contradiction, the lesser person who is blessed by the greater. And what happens is the anointing of God always flows down. This is another important point that you're going to need to know. The anointing of God always flows down from the head to every part of the body of Christ. When you position yourself and align yourself properly and honor God's apostolic source, your man of God, your woman of God, your pastor, your prophet, or your apostle, the anointing that's on them flows down and elevates you to another level. Let me give you some scripture, or a scripture reference, that shows this. In Psalms 133 and verse 1, is talking about the oil that runs down Aaron. It says in Psalms 133, it says, behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head of Aaron that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, and went down to the skirt of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Sinai. For the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. So Aaron was a high priest. So Aaron was in a position of authority. And it's talking, it's making a parallel of the anointing. He said it's like the ointment that ran down the head. You know, head is always the one who's in charge, a person who's in charge or the head, or meaning, you know, high position. And that oil that ran down Aaron's head, ran down his beard, ran down his garment, down his skirt, and it went all the way down. And it's so very important that we position ourselves properly. And what I mean by position ourselves, get in God's perfect will for your life. Find out what God has called you to do and get in line so that the anointing that's on your head, your pastor, your prophet, your the apostle that God has assigned you to, when you're properly positioned, what's on them now flows down on you. And it empowers you and it gives you what you need so that you can be successful, not only just in ministry, but also in life. And my time is running out. I got about 4 minutes. I want to make sure that I'm covering all the key points that I want to cover. Because see, all is symbolic of the Holy Spirit or of the anointing. And so it's very important that we understand, you know, that concept. The kingdom of God operates on the basis of sowing seed to reap a harvest of honor and blessing. You must sow seeds of honor to those who labor in the gospel, apostles and prophets and pastors, to receive what's on their lives. 1 Timothy 5:17-18. I'm going to read a little bit. It says, "Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture says, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn. The laborer is worthy of his reward." So you really can't muzzle the man of God. God's going to bless him. But this is stating that, you know, you're really muzzling yourself, or you limiting what God wants to do in your life when you withhold your hand or withhold your blessing, withhold the honor that God wants to communicate through you. Amen. All right. Philippians 4:15-19. We'll read a few verses from here. This is Philippians says, "Now ye Philippians also know that in the beginning of our gospel, when I departed from Macedonia," this is Paul, "no church communicated with me concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Not that I desire a gift, but I desire that fruit may abound to your account." Now, I have a footnote here. Fruit can only abound where seeds have already been planted in good soil. You know, it's like a farmer. You know, I was thinking today, sitting on my front porch in my rock as I meditated on the scriptures. You know, you could till a garden and get it all ready for, you know, for your seed, and, you know, good soil in the garden, and, you know, have it looking nice. And you can go back day and night expecting your harvest to come up, but you know, you don't see nothing coming up. If you don't plant the seed, the, you know, corn seed, you'll never see a corn stalk. You'll never see it, because the seed has to go in the ground. It has to die for it to germinate so that it can bring forth more fruit. You know, one seed will produce an bountiful harvest. So the more seed that you plant, the more that you, and when I'm talking seeds, I'm talking seeds of honor, the more you're going to reap a harvest of honor. But I have all, and going back to the scripture, but not because I desire a gift, but I desire that fruit may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full. This is Paul speaking, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from him, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Honor is like a perfume. When you honor properly, it's like a sweet-smelling savor. And it's a sacrifice, but it's holy and it's acceptable and it's well-pleasing to God. When you walk in honor towards God's apostolic government, it's well-pleasing to God. And because of that, verse 19 takes place. "But my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. If you want your needs to be met, honor is one way of seeing your needs met. And we'll continue on this subject next week. Be blessed. Amen.